You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyn joins us now. He's come to realize that what he thought was a casual drink at the pub could qualify as a business pursuit.
And a very good morning to you all. Recently, I was in an ale house, fairly typical for an Irishman, I hear you say, and I'm hanging out with my new best friend. His name is Alan, and he's my new best friend because he's just bought me a pint of Guinness. Of course, later that evening, Sean would become my new best friend. Anyway, Alan is one of the lads who previously came on a trip to Ireland with me. He's a gifted amateur photographer, and he's a professional stonebreaker, a geologist. So there we are in the pub, having a grand old time of it, having the crack, as we say back at home. And Alan and I are regaling the lads with jokes and stories. We're having great crack, as we'd say back in Paddy's Green Shamrock Shores. And the next thing, don't you know, my phone rings, and of course it's She Who Must Be Obeyed, wondering where I am. Now, Alan is standing next to me, and all he hears is me saying the following. I'm out. I should be home soon. What am I doing? And before I could answer, Alan has figured out, of course, that 'tis herself who's on the phone. So he leans over, and into my ear he whispers, "Tell her you're networking." So I says to her, I'm networking. At which point, of course, she says, "Well, just try not to be yourself. Oh, and don't network and drive." And then she hangs up. Networking? Is that what hanging out in the pub and talking nonsense with the lads is? I had no idea. Because as you may know, I've been a teacher practically all my life, and I recently quit my job as a teacher to start my own business. So I'm new at the world of business, and I guess I'm just new to the whole concept of networking. But you know what? I must say, I really love it. I really love this networking thing. I had no idea that you guys out in the business world were having so much fun. In fact, now that I think about it, I've been networking for the past 30 years, and I didn't even know it. I guess I'm lucky in the line of business that I'm in, because I get to network with people for the purpose of selling vacations. It's a bit like selling happiness. And I know that somebody out there has to be in the business of selling toilet paper and things like pencil sharpeners and potato peelers, all of which are very useful items. I'm just glad that it's not me who's selling them. Oh, God. Here we go, bringing on the old Catholic guilt trip. I mean, why can't I be glad that I'm selling vacations to Ireland instead of selling everyday household objects? It's not like I pity the people who do, is it? Maybe that's just it. Do I pity the people who sell stuff that's not really sexy? I don't know. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, dude, a lot of those people out there are selling furry steering wheel covers or doggy toys, whatever. Some of these people are millionaires and they're driving around in Ferraris. Yeah, well, okay, well, more power to them if they are. But this isn't a dress rehearsal. This is it. This is life. You just get one shot. You'll only pass by this way just one time. So how do you spend your time? Anyway, I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Onunoyn, who teaches a class called Ireland Here We Come and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.